This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strasser. This show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And our archives are always available on KJJR.com for listening anytime. And in the studio with us today to talk about the Glow Run, and we're going to find out what that means in just a minute or so, it's Mariah Behrens, owner of Mountain Physical Therapy and Fitness, and Lindsay Kinneberg. I hope I get that right, Lindsay. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, but you're all here on behalf of a big event and a great organization. So Mariah, let's start with you. And before we get to this event, tell us about yourself. I've known you a long time. You've been in the sport and fitness business a long time, and I had no idea that you weren't American-made, American-born.
I feel American, though, by now. I moved to the Flathead Valley in 2001. I moved to the U.S. in 2000 from the Netherlands. And it's funny because I just reminded myself the other day, because my son just turned 20 and he was born here, that I stood on Whitefish City Beach, being full pregnant, looking at the mountains and hoping that I would never get tired of that, and I'm still not 21 years later.
Wow, so, that is cool. So do you miss anything about the Netherlands?
The only thing I miss is the food and the ocean, but this is home. This has been such a warm blanket moving here. The people have been amazing. I've had so much support over the years, and the community here, like, as you know, I'm involved in everything and everything.
Yeah, everything.
And I just love the people here, and I love the environment.
Okay, so food that you miss, what's one thing?
Cheese.
Cheese for the Netherlands? It must be really good.
Oh, it is so good. Yeah.
Well, let's talk for just a second about Mountain Physical Therapy and Fitness Center. You're the owner?
I am the sole owner, yeah.
Well, tell us about it a little bit.
It's been a company that's been here since 97, and I was really, really fortunate to buy it last year in June in the middle of COVID, so that was quite interesting. It's a beautiful 6,800 square foot facility with a full fitness center and an 18 by 15 aquatic hot water pool. Wow. On the intersection of Highway 2 and Reserve right here in Evergreen. We have an amazing staff, and it's been such a fun journey.
Things going well so far?
Very well.
Well, great. And in with us today as well, Lindsay Kinneberg. Lindsay, where are you from? Are you a Montana girl?
I am. And then my mom remarried and we went into the Army and moved all over the United States.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I made it back here in 2008.
Is that like being an Army brat? Is that what they call it?
That's what I am, an Army brat.
But you're back home again?
I am.
And what do you do when you're not working all the time?
When I'm not working? Well, currently I'm preparing for a competition in Sacramento coming up this Saturday for a physique show.
Oh, cool.
Yes, it's been enlightening. And
this is a bodybuilding style competition?
Yes.
Okay, how long have you been doing that?
4 months. It's almost done.
Getting ready.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm in peak week right now.
Well, you guys are here on behalf of the Exchange Club, and you're both working toward a big event, which is coming up pretty darn soon. And so we want to talk about that. And this thing is called the Glow Run. And Mariah, what is a Glow Run?
A Glow Run is, our Glow Run is a 5K run that we're putting on the kids' sports fields on the 30th. And everything has to be glow. So your outfit can be glow in the dark. You can put all kinds of glow sticks around you as long as you light up in the dark and be a little light in this time of year.
Oh, so everything's going to be in the dark, but there will be no darkness at the Glow Run. Can you describe the evening a little bit for us?
Yes. So essentially, it's going to start at 6:30. We will have music, our food truck vendors. We have a photo booth. Kickoff is at 6:30. Then they'll go through the course. As the runners make their way through the 5K course, they will stop at each booth by our sponsors and pick up additional glow attire and keep running. So by the time they get to the end, they should be fully decked out in glow stuff. One of our sponsors, Elevated Advisory Accounting, they actually are going to be doing a glow tunnel. So that'll be fun. Yes.
Okay, I gotta ask,
the community,
I don't even know what that is. What is a glow tunnel?
Where we will run through the tunnel, and I'm assuming they're gonna have all sorts of glow light sticks in there and the fun things. Owner has gone to a different glow run before, and that's one of the obstacles that they had.
Well, I gotta tell you, I've never heard of this before, but it sounds amazing. Is this like any age can stop on by and be a part of this?
Yes, it is family friendly, even pet friendly. friendly. Yes. So if you want to run around with your stroller or walk or do the moonwalk or dance or like, yeah, we love everybody.
Oh, now this is really kind of a fundraiser as well, isn't it?
Lynn. This event here, the Glow Run, Mariah and I kind of thought about it back in April and we really just put everything together. And so it's taken a long time to get to where we are. And then through the recent events that have taken place, the tragedies in our community, we really pushed it more towards that as just being a light. And the goal behind this is to raise funds for the Nate Schrute Foundation. Mm-hmm. And in light of just the tragedies that's happened, as that it's affected all of us.
A lot of people don't know what Nate Schrute Foundation is, so I want to talk about that a little bit in our second half here. Talk more about the evening, too, and how to get involved. This sounds really amazing. The dates are, let's see, October 30th? And the Glow Run is on. We're going to have more on that in just a few minutes. This is Focus on the Flathead, and again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back with part two in just a minute.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back. This is Focus on the Flathead with News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And Focus on the Flathead is brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And in the studio today, we're talking about a Glow Run with Mariah Behrens and Lindsay Kinneberg. Now, Lindsay, we left off on part one talking about the Nate Schrute Foundation. Been around since late 90s, early
2000s? Yeah, 1999.
99? Okay. Mm-hmm. Doing amazing things here in the Flathead Valley. You guys are raising funds for them.
Yes.
So tell us about the foundation for people who may not know.
Of course. So the Nate Schrute Foundation is a nonprofit that is dedicated to reducing suicide in Western Montana through education, outreach, and training. And there, it's just so impactful on the communities with the speakers that they've been able to bring in and just training organizations and teachers and young adults and what to recognize in suicide prevention.
Well, you hit it right on the head earlier, the tragedies in the recent months. I can go back a year or even more, maybe, in the Flathead. This is so imperative right now. They need support. If there's something that you should give to right now, I think this is great. This is one to really give to in the Flathead.
Yeah, I had a presentation with them a while ago, and what I really, really liked is that they have a certain phone number where kids can text, because not a lot of kids are comfortable in talking, and it will not show up on their parents' bill. So, like, there's another hurdle that if somebody is in trouble or they don't know where to go, that is something that they can go to. And there's a ton of other things that this foundation does, and they do such great work that we thought this is where we wanted to dedicate this to.
Yeah. That sounds amazing. So let's go back to the evening itself. You have some great sponsors lined up for the event. You can't do something like this without sponsors. So
right.
Tell us about them.
The generosity of our community and our businesses has been just overwhelming. I have quite a few sponsors. Sportsman has stepped up, Bay Equity Mortgage, LendUS, Remax Riverview, Big Sky Public Relations, Elevated Advisory and Accounting, Adventure Real Estate, Bitterroot Screen Printers, Fidelity, First Premier Title, Gotcha Covered, Insured Titles, and Terry Homes. That's huge.
Who's your salesperson? I want to meet them. Mariah, I thought you might have had something to do with this. That sounds fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk more about the evening. You talked about food. There's going to be food and all kinds of fun things. Do you want to mention any of the people that are showing up to help you guys out?
I do. So we have the Corn Dog House, the Flathead Flavor, Osprey Cafe, Seafood Truck, and then our photo booth, which is pixelated.
Very nice. Let's talk about music. Is there going to be dancing, all that kind of fun stuff going on? Oh, just maybe a description, the vibe of the night, I guess, it would be... appropriate to describe.
Yeah, we have an MC and a big PA system, so we'll have some music going and somebody that is going to elevate the energy even more than we are, making it a big party. We want it to be a party and a light in the valley.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Okay, yeah. And is this a first of its kind here in the Valley? Because I've never heard of this before, to be honest.
Yes. So the Flathead Valley Exchange Club, who we are with, and the Northwestern Montana Young Professionals Networks, we are actually are hosting this very first event. Hopefully it's not the last one.
So you want to kind of make it an annual thing?
Yes,
definitely.
That sounds great. How about the teams? You don't have to be an expert, I'm assuming, to be in this. Just anybody that can run, wants to run.
Yeah, and if you want to walk it backwards, that's fine too.
Oh, so it's running at your own level.
Own level. Okay. Have fun, yes. Show up with your kids, up and just have fun.
And you guys have put together prizes as well. What will be the prizes? What will the prizes be for?
That's a secret.
No, I don't want to know the prizes, but what are they for?
Oh.
I see one of them here is best dressed running team.
Yes.
Right at the same time, you guys are like-minded, that's for sure. But what are the prizes for?
Best costumes, best team, most collected clothes stuff, all of the above. So we'll find a couple of categories that we'll announce at the night.
Okay.
And so, we don't want people to prepare.
Boy, this is sounding more fun every moment. Well, come on, let's raise some money for this thing. This is what it says right here. Let's raise some money. And I agree with that. That is really cool. Let's get to some of the details, too. How do we get a hold of you guys leading up to it? By the way, it's coming up on the 30th, so it's getting close.
If you would like to be a runner, you can go to eventbrite.com. Which is a platform, and you just type in Glow Run and it will pop up for you. And then you can buy tickets to run. We have individual tickets, kids tickets, and family tickets. So if there's more than two or three in your family, you can just do like a flat fee. But there's also a donation button. So if you do not, if you're not able to come that night, but you still want to support our cause, we love everything. You know, every little donation is so appreciated. So if that's what you want to do, you can do it through eventbrite.com and type in Glow Run also.
We also have a Facebook page, an event that you can go to and kind of get some of the details. I've been trying to be a little bit more active on that and just putting out the information as it comes in.
Okay, a few more seconds left. Is there anything we missed that we should say to everybody out there listening?
Montana is last minute Montana, and 9 out of 10 times if there's an event, like people sign up the last week, we already have close to 100 runners, but we're hoping to have 200, 250. So all you guys, sign up and join our fun.
It's Kids Sports Fields, October 30th. We've been talking to Mariah Behrens and Lindsay Kinneberg. You two, thank you so much for coming. And I am going to be so glad to hear how this comes out. And, you know, you're looking forward to another year, maybe many years after this fundraising event. So thanks again. It all goes to this great nonprofit, the Nate Shute Foundation. It's the Glow Run. And guys, thanks for being here. We sure appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
This is Focus on the Flathead with News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. And we'll see you next week. Right here in Focus.